Full go today?
Yeah, I was full go, no limitations. So see how the week goes. Obviously, I thought I would play last Sunday. Wasn't able to go, so take it day by day.
Could the bye have come at a better time for you?
No. I needed the bye. I don't know what would have happened yesterday if we were to play, but I needed the bye.
Yeah, were you surprised at what they were able to do without you?
Not really. I mean, those guys, Trey and Brent, are so good. They've been around for so long. They're great tight ends. So they kind of kept the same game plan as if I was in there, and I think it's a testament to those guys and how much work they put in during the week.
I was watching the pregame workout from the press box. There's only so much we can see from up there. How were you feeling in terms of catching balls from Carson that day before the game?
It wasn't. I didn't re-injure it. It was just kind of, I couldn't get over that hump of building up that confidence of going. And at that point, when you're not mentally 100% going into a game, it's not fair to the team. It's not fair to myself to go out there and try and push it and risk something further. So we made the decision. I made the decision that I couldn't go.
In that Thursday practice, what happened?
Just something came up, grabbed on Thursday. Nothing. There was no precursor of warning or anything. Sometimes that happens. Same thing kind of happened last year around this time, and I was able to play against the Seahawks. So just something that I wasn't able to battle through last time. It kind of happened on Wednesday, so I had an extra day. So it's just one of those things. It's football. It happens.
Were you able to go watch your wife score a goal?
No, I was here all week getting treatment. I was planning to go up to Canada, but wasn't able to do it.
How was the birthday?
It was good. Jordan Hicks and I, the injured guys, went out on a date and his wife. It was a good time. So I was a third wheel, but they're great to me.
Is it hard?
Are you older now? Do you feel wiser?
Yeah, the body feels older for sure. No, but it's good. I mean, 27. I can't believe it's already been 5 years that I've been here. Came in here at 22. My rookie year has been so long since I've been here. I learned so much, grown so much. So it's been a fun ride.
Is it hard? Like, you know, you're one of the few people, you know, you hear these guys, they were at the Cayman Islands. They were visiting family. Like, you were stuck here. I mean, I'm sure it was necessary and it's going to help you. But was that hard?
I mean, I wanted to go see my wife play soccer. I don't get a chance to do that very often. The bye week came at a perfect time for me to go up to Canada and see her play. But unfortunately, she understood. I mean, the writing was kind of on the wall on Thursday when I got hurt that we were going to have to cancel everything. So luckily, it was a little warning, but it's unfortunate. I wanted to go see her play.
This team's now won games without you, without Peters, without you go on down the list. Why is that? Why do they keep winning games?
I think we just have that subtle confidence that no matter who's in there, we have a really good chance to win. I think every time we take the field, we expect to win right now. That's the confidence that we have in our ability as a team. But, I mean, we still have 7 games left, so that's going to be put to the test. But I think as a group, we're extremely confident right now.
Did you watch the Cowboys game yesterday?
Yeah, I did watch it.
What'd you think?
I watched their offense struggle a little bit. I think Tyron Smith is a beast, obviously. But, I mean, their defense is good. We've gone against them so many times. I've gone against them, 8 times in my career now. So they know what I do. I know what they do. So, anytime you play a division opponent, it's a fun game. It's a physical game, and the whole city should be excited just like we are.
Is there any different feeling in the locker room when it is a rivalry game like Cowboys?
Not really, in the sense that we're going to prepare the same way we always prepare, but we know that the fans, I mean, that whole stadium is going to be fired up. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere. Anytime we play the Redskins, the Giants, or the Cowboys, it's a really fun game. On Sunday we need a big win for us as a team, and we're excited about it.
That confidence you were talking about, a lot of the guys were saying going into the season they kind of knew it was a different group as compared to last year. Did you kind of have the same feeling, and why?
Yeah, definitely. I think, everyone had a whole another year in the system that we've had with Jim and Doug and Frank Reich. I mean, all three of those guys have done amazing jobs kind of installing plays, kind of explaining how they want each and everything done. And so we're able to have a whole another year in the system, whereas last year, it was kind of just learning on the fly each and every week how they wanted certain things run. Whereas this year, our whole team is so confident. We know exactly what we're doing each and every play, playing fast and just having fun.
What's different about Dallas week? Obviously, a lot of excitement from the fans around it.
Yeah.
What's you've been through this bunch of times now?
The whole conference, anytime you play the NFC East opponent, it's kind of everyone knows what you're doing. Everyone knows what we're good at, and we also know what they're good at. It's hard to change your scheme so many times throughout a season. So at the end of the day, it's going to be who's better. And, at the end of the day, it's going to be a test of wills. Anytime you play an NFC East Division opponent, it's an exciting game. The fans are so fired up no matter where the game is. It's the best division in football, in my opinion, and it's fun to play in.